The following scene is an excerpt from Tom Henry, read by the author, David Hendricks. In this scene, Tom Henry is speaking. He had just cut out a square section of crisscrossing bars when an officer stopped by the jail cell block to chat. This scene begins as soon as that officer leaves. When they were gone, I pulled out the square and went into the hall to work on the window bars. They was about 5 inches apart, so I only had to cut one big round bar. I didn't have to worry about vibrations, so it should have been easy. But once I cut into it about an eighth of an inch, the hacksaw blade wouldn't cut no further. There was no cutting feel and no cutting sound. Why not? And then it dawned on me, the bar wasn't solid. It was hollow, and there was a solid bar inside it that rolled with the saw blades. Holy moly, what am I going to do now? Weeks of planning, nights of work, just about out, and now this. And worse, I'm in the hall. I'm busted. I'll never get that square of bars put back in. Then I had an idea. I got another hacksaw blade and put it with the teeth going the other way. It was kind of hard to hold, and it took a while, but it worked. Let's go, I told Garrett. He tried to get through the opening I made in the cell block bars, but he was too big. He was mad as heck. Just get going, he says. I can't make it. I'm 5'9" and 135 pounds, and Garrett was 6 foot and 200 pounds. There's no way we'd have had time to make the opening any bigger. We had to go now. I got an idea, I said. Take your shirt off and soap your body real good. I pulled from the outside while a kid named Tim Stanton helped ease Garrett's soaped fat through from behind, and this time he made it. But he got some ugly gashes on his back and on the outside of his hips. When we were done, Stanton said, I'm going with you guys. Are you crazy? I said. You're only in here for stealing a motorcycle. But he was already climbing through. Well, come on then, we gotta hurry. We already had the rope we'd made from sheets ready, twice as long as we needed to reach the roof so we could pull it out after we got down. We put it around the bar next to the one I cut out. We helped Garrett's big body go through the window bars feet first. He grabbed the rope, and down he went. I came out next and climbed down hand over hand. Thank you for listening to this scene from my book, Tom Henry. To see pictures from prison, read a free preview of my book, listen to recordings from prison, or learn more about Henry Hillenbrand, go to my website, authorhendricks.com.